Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today.
Bar coming up the middle, free safety.
And welcome to the Playbook Podcast. Guys, it's going to be a little bit different tonight. We are just going to be bullshitting a little bit. Yes. We've had a long week so far, as if you can't tell. And we will talk some sports. I mean, there has been some pretty cool sports going on this week. There's been some crazy action going on in the trading network here of NFL teams.
UFC just got off one of their biggest pay-per-views.
And I think tonight we're just going to kind of hang out and just bullshit about all of it. So yeah. Instead of following a script and doing all that fun stuff, hey, we're just gonna be throwing some flash clips at you and just
probably do a 30-minute episode.
Why not?
Who cares at this point? Whatever.
But man,
how was your weekend? Like, we didn't really talk this weekend.
Well, this weekend,
like we normally do.
Yeah, it was my birthday, so like I just kind of like hung out a little bit. Saturday I didn't do much. Sunday I hung out at the house and watched football. And it sucks. It really sucks, bro. Every year on my birthday weekend, all my fantasy teams lose. I mean, literally, didn't win one.
Welcome to the club, buddy.
My Gators don't play. They're on bye every year on my birthday because it's always a bye before Georgia. And the Bills didn't play this year. So
this year?
Well, on my birthday, it was another bye week for them too. Usually they'll play a game, and typically it'll be a loss. So like, thank God we had a bye week. But like,
but you lost everything else.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just bullshit,
hey, dude. Together, we're both 0-5 this week in fantasy. God, we suck. We suck.
And we're telling you all who to add to your rosters.
You're telling them, not me. Not me. I'm not the expert. My other league, I'm still first place in the division, third place overall.
Well, let me ask you this. I had a full roster in my one, but my tight end was on bye. But my bench is so good that I couldn't see myself giving up any of them for just a fucking streamer tight end.
I told you I would have. But
I don't want that collusion shit.
That's not collusion.
You know it's gonna come back as collusion.
No,
like
I don't think no one's paying attention in that league.
Like right now, I feel like if I got this trade out there right now, I feel like it could easily get vetoed because of it's just stupid.
Oh yeah, I do need to veto that trade.
I put out Lamar Jackson and Leonard Fournette for Josh Allen. And he's still like, I had to put the trade out again today because he just didn't answer it enough time. And I talked to him, and he's like, "Yeah, we'll do it." And
you dirty bastard.
Well, no, because he's walking by the store. So I was like, "Yo, I sent you a trade." He's like, "Oh, I ain't seen it. My team sucks, so I ain't been paying attention to it." And I'm like,
"Who is it?"
Malcolm.
Man,
I was like, "Hey, bro," because look, Javonte Williams went down for him. He's on the IR, which I think we should move it to where. In our league, to where if Javonte Williams goes in the IR, you can slide him into the IR spot.
You're the commish, dude.
I think we're going to do that. What do you think?
I mean, if he's out for the year, there's no reason to hold him.
Unless we're in a keeper league.
Yeah, that is true. Which, dude, I started off hot in this league, 2-0. And then the past 5 weeks, just been getting donkey crapped on. Like, God, I hate this. I hate this. But my other league, I'm doing the crapping on.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the league I'm taking a deuce in.
Dude, we have the same record.
Exactly. In both of them. Are you a one loss in the other one?
Two loss.
So, okay, so your two loss is like my dynasty. But Yeah, I'm 2-5 in the
No,
NFL.
I'm talking about our last place teams. Like, I'm 2-5 in the other one, and you're 2-5.
It sucks. But you know what, though? I have so much faith in my fucking roster. Have you seen my roster?
Which one, on NFL?
On NFL.
Yeah, dude. Your roster looks nice.
It's like we need to make a trade. Like an NFL one. It's like, hey.
But the difference is one's an 8-man, one's a 10-man.
Touche.
I've been watching TikToks and stuff, and I want to do a little segment with you.
Okay.
And I know this is a little off kilter.
Let's go.
But top five drafts. You get 5 picks, I get 5 picks. And I'll shout out whoever started this trend on TikTok.
Okay.
I've seen it. I'm not claiming it's my idea, but I always want to do it with someone.
Okay.
And I just need a category to what to talk about.
Okay.
So what would you like to do a top 5 picks on? Anything in the world.
Okay. So it's like top 5 foods or top 5.
Yes.
Top 5 cars.
Top 5 cars?
Oh, okay.
Thought we were going to keep it sports related because this is somewhat of a sports podcast, but I'll keep cars.
I mean, you said it was just random. I mean.
I
guess because it started as sports. So, like, I was like, let's go completely opposite.
Yeah,
with
I was thinking sports just because.
Let's go. So, top 5.
NCAA players.
Ooh.
And I'll give you the first pick.
Top 5 NCAA. Of all time?
Of all time.
Al Horford.
Al Horford. You went basketball?
He said. Play. Oh. Are we going football or what? What are we doing? Football?
Yeah, we could do football or basketball or both or just.
I guess I got kind of excited about basketball because basketball's popping off all over the place. All right, let's go college football. Let's get this straight here. Top 5 college football players of all time. If with the first pick, I'm going to go. Ooh. There's so many.
There is. I already got my first pick.
Is it an Alabama person?
No. It's not Alabama. I'm not that.
I was thinking my first one was going to be the quarterback of USC back in the
Matt,
fucking.
Matt Leinart?
Was it Matt Leinart?
Back in 2005, 2006.
Remember they were killing it?
Yeah, that's Matt Leinart.
I'm going to go Matt Leinart.
Ooh, that's I don't like that pick. Reggie Bush carried that team, but I'm going to go with the best college football quarterback of all time, Tim Tebow.
I was thinking Tim Tebow. But I didn't want to be like the fanboy.
I'm here to win drafts. I'm not here to be fanboys.
But they were killing it back then.
Yeah.
I guess if we're going to go that way, I'm going to go work done.
For my second overall pick, I will pick. There's so many. I'll go with Reggie Bush. I'll go with Reggie.
Wide receiver. Riddell Anthony. With that stupid catch in between the Seminoles and the championship game.
So if I want to go with my third overall pick, I haven't picked an Alabama player yet, and I will not.
There's so many great ones out from our teams.
There is.
It's so hard though to like. Okay, let's take this back because this is hard because like we're going all of college football and it's so hard because we have so many on our own teams that I could roll down a list of all Gators.
But my third pick is going to be Charles Woodson.
Ooh. Herschel fucking Walker.
Damn it! That was my next pick, you whore! You whore! Well, if you're going to do Herschel Walker, this is going
don't
to hurt.
Don't do my next one.
This is going to hurt me. Bo Jackson.
God damn it! I was thinking Bo Jackson, too!
I hate to say it because I'm an Alabama fan, and I was like, oh, this is going to hurt. I pick an Auburn guy over Alabama?
Don't worry, I picked a Georgia guy. But, I mean, hey, we're winning drafts.
Heck yeah. Mine is running back heavy.
Same. Isn't that funny? Because usually this is the first year like in my fantasy leagues where I went running back heavy, and typically I'm a wide receiver guy.
Yeah.
I typically always draft a wide receiver first, and I went like fucking running back before I went wide receiver this year.
You might found your niche.
Fuck no. That was the dumbest shit I could have ever done.
Oh, and your dynasty?
And all of them.
I mean, you're first place in the league.
I get that, but it's just like, the wide receivers are so much better this year.
then again, like in our league specifically, like you got them juiced.
Look how many running backs though went down so far.
Oh, dude, all of them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, look at.
But I don't want to talk about wide receivers. Don't get me started on that with fantasy.
It's putting some stars out there though. Look at Kenneth Walker III.
Travis Etienne's coming up on the scene.
Bro, I put in a trade for him, and it got denied in my dynasty league.
Hey, I mean, I got Travis Etienne. He's on my bench.
In the NFL league?
No, in the other league.
I need the NFL league.
I think I got him, too. Hold up. Now you got me wondering.
Just pull it up right here.
I know. Put
that bitch off to
the... I got the iPhone 14 Pro Max. God,
that thing is so sexy.
Dude, tell me about it.
But I'm about to pay my phone off, so I'm like, I'm not doing it. Dude, I don't want to do
sorry,
it.
I'm sorry, audience. We're being so unprofessional this one, but it is...
Isn't this what we're supposed to be like this episode? We're chilling.
Dude, we are just chilling.
Guys, I want you to understand, like, we do work outside of this, and this is for hobby and for fun for us. And we're just having one of them episodes where we just don't even know what we really want.
Yeah, I do have Travis Etienne on the NFL league.
Do you?
I do.
But okay. You know what, though? Let's look at these things here. Because I feel like... Guys, I'm about to run over my roster with you, okay? And you guys are going to be like, why would you want to get rid of any of them? Oh, dude, while I'm getting this pulled up, real quick.
I know what you're going to talk about.
How bad is Tom Brady going to get murdered on Thursday night and lose?
I don't know, because if you want to talk about it, the Rams have been blowing games all year, too.
The Ravens?
Yeah, the Ravens. Did I say Rams?
You did say Rams.
Damn it.
It's okay.
Damn it.
But no, I agree. The Ravens have been blowing games, but I don't know, man.
Dude, I feel bad for our editor who's ever going to edit this. They're going to be like, "What the hell?"
That's going to be my new goal, everyone, is to figure out how I can clip video and make sure it all fits in place.
Yeah, Jared's the editor now.
And I hope you all enjoy it. I've been trying to do better and better each episode and adding different things.
Man, I do got a question, though, while you're pulling that up. How upsetting has the Jaguars been for you? Every close game, Trevor Lawrence has had three game-winning drives now.
You guys are this year's Detroit Lions.
Dude.
Think about it. You guys are losing all your games by...
7 points.
Within 7 points.
Yeah. I don't think we've lost a game that's not within 7 points.
It's
Washington. Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Houston.
And how about
the Giants?
Same thing with Houston.
Houston's like, tanking.
They're tanking, but their defense is so good. It's like almost not allowing them to tank. They're holding everyone to like 20 points.
Dude, like
just ridiculous.
I just hate the NFL this year. The NFL just pisses me off.
All the suck teams are doing good this year, other than the Houston.
And Bills.
No, like all the... you dick.
Oh, Lord. Speaking about the Bills, I forgot to put their helmet
on. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at that.
There we go.
It is so
I love how pretty. We're closer to Jacksonville than Buffalo, and we have more Buffalo merch. I could go to my I could go to my car and grab my bucket hat.
My bucket hat. Yo, so check this out. I got the worst quarterback in the NFL. I got Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, he's not the worst.
I'm hoping that they get this Christian McCaffrey situation figured out where they have a boatload
of
dumb passes.
Dude, let me tell you need to pick up as quarterback, which I actually might do on ESPN.
Who?
Zach Wilson.
Why?
He's been popping off.
Has he? So I got Jimmy Garoppolo, Leonard Fournette, Damian Pierce, Jacoby Myers, T. Higgs, Tyler Higbee, Ramondre Stevenson, Dalvin Cook, David Montgomery, Tony Pollard, Keenan Allen, Cortland Sutton, Hayden Hurst, and then my kicker is Meyer from Dallas, and then I've got Philly and the Jets defense. Right now, do I have any waiver claims out there? Because
never mind. Zach Wilson's been doing dick.
I told you. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, fuck, I'm picking up Marcus Mariota.
This is so shitty, bro. I'm like 2-5. And I got that good of a team. The guy I'm playing this week is 2-5 as well.
Dude, listen to my team that I'm 2-5 with.
Let's go.
I'm switching out Garoppolo for Mariota. So I got Mariota, Josh Jacobs,
okay,
Dalvin Cook, Michael Pittman, Devontae Smith, Zach Ertz, and Joe Mixon.
You should not be losing.
Who are you trying to find out? Like,
you should definitely not be losing.
God, it's just the worst. And
all right, so what's your NFL league? So, like, if we're going to talk trades here.
Oh, in my NFL? Let me pull that up. And my NFL team's worse than my ESPN league. I got Geno Smith, DeAndre Swift, Travis Etienne, Jalen Waddle, man, Chris Olave, Marcus Andrews, or Mark Andrews, not Marcus.
I like the Chris Olave.
Amon St. Brown, Debo Samuel, and Eric McPherson.
See, my only fear with Debo is, how much is this Christian McCaffrey going to mess with Debo's share?
I don't know. I'm fantasy right now. I'm just in a. Oh, I need a.
Well, let's talk about it here, because like, if I want to move off Keenan Allen, would anybody take him?
I don't know.
Just made a huge, loud noise in this microphone. Dude. I'm sure it's gonna be like glorious whenever I'm editing.
Oh, one minute. I locked myself out of the computer. Don't know how I did that, but yeah,
it's cool. You know, just keep recording. Well, it's locked out.
Oh, dude, that's what it did. So I mean,
oh, did you hit the thumb button up there with your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Keenan Allen brings any kind of like want to anybody's team? Do you think he makes a comeback?
I mean, I'll take him. I mean, on my ESPN league, because my wide receiver's been buns.
I don't know if I don't have him on ESPN.
No, you don't.
I have him on NFL.
I think Lexi had him. Dude, but
you want Keenan Allen?
No. I mean,
how about Cortland Sutton?
Get that shit away from me, Broncos country. Let's ride my ass.
They are.
They are.
How about
dude, I mean, it's basically
okay. What about?
I don't think you have anything I want on the NFL.
I know. I think I need a wide receiver.
I'll take Damian Pierce.
I need a wide receiver.
I'll take Damian Pierce for Chris Olave.
No.
Damian Pierce and who's the wide receiver? I'll take Damian Pierce, T. Higgins for Chris Olave and Travis Etienne.
I bet you would. Them two are like way better than them other two.
Hey, man. You said not Chris Olave. T. Higgins ain't better than Chris Olave.
No. But Damian Pierce is way better than.
Hey, man.
I'm thinking.
Did
I tell you about another trade I put out there?
What?
I put Dalvin Cook out.
On this one?
On my Dynasty League.
For who?
Stephon Diggs.
Oh, you crazy. If someone bites that, they're stupid. They're stupid.
You want me to see if they bite on it?
I
hope they did bite on
it. I do got a question. It has been halfway through the NFL year. What's the biggest surprise to you?
The Jets and the Giants?
Oh, my. I was about to say the exact. Where did they come from?
Great coaching. No, I'm serious.
Like, I know. I'm laughing just because like
Robert Saleh
and Brian
is a hard knock dude. Dude is a no bullshit guy. And look what that team is now. Look at that defense.
Oh, dude, it's amazing.
That is the defense that they had in San Francisco.
They mess you up and then they take your mom out on a date.
And then you look at the Giants side. And Brian Daboll's an offensive-minded guy. Look how much more creative they are now.
Oh, dude, and like the energy just seems like it's through the roof.
It's fucking amazing. Dude. I actually enjoy watching them.
Oh, I mean, I enjoy watching them playing against Jacksonville. We should have won that game because there was a bullshit pass interference call in the end zone.
I'm so sad that Breece Hall tore his ACL because that man was having an absolute
monster of a year.
Like, he was making me really upset that we didn't potentially draft him in the first round as a Bill. Because we took James Cook in the second round.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, we could have either moved up to get Breece Hall, or we could have slid back in the first round. No, I think we did good by the corner we got. But what I'm saying, though, is, like, Breece Hall, though, man. That dude was killing it until he got injured.
Dude, Jacksonville's overall, first overall pick, ain't Trayvon Walker?
Yeah.
Is that his name? Yeah, Trayvon Walker.
Yes.
Yeah. I was making sure. I was like, that sounds right, but it's been a long week, so, and it's only Wednesday. But, like, dude, he's been popping off, but.
He's really holding that outside down, and he's keeping everything contained in.
He's making rookie mistakes, though.
That's every rookie, though. Like, every rookie is making mistakes. Which, but I'd be honest with you. Okay, so you asked me who was my two biggest, my surprises this year.
Yes.
Who has been your biggest surprise? What team did the best with their rookies? Who drafted the best rookies and they're having the best rookie season so far? Team.
I'll say the Jets. Sauce Gardner's doing.
I got two of them.
What?
The Seattle Seahawks. Their corners are rookies. They're nasty. They're all over. The running back, Kenneth Walker III.
Yep.
The dude took over and is a monster. What was it? 16? No, 18 for 168 and two touchdowns last weekend?
I didn't watch the Seahawks
monster
game.
Monster.
Dude, but I'm telling you, man, like, the Jets, what they've done, going from that poverty of a team to they're playoff contenders. Like, you the Bills have to watch out, because I'm sorry.
I don't think so. I don't think the Bills have to watch out yet, because they're still very young.
Dude.
You got to understand, we got the difference. Okay. The Jets remind me a lot of last year's Bengals.
I don't see that.
They just don't have the massive quarterback arm. I guess what I'm trying to say is they have the energy that Cincinnati had last year.
That Cincinnati brought up.
Yes. I don't think that they'll make the Super Bowl. I don't think that they'll make the playoffs. I think with Breece Hall's injury, they take a major step back, and they'll probably go two out of the next four.
Oh, you picked up Kenneth Walker, you dirty bastard.
I told you I did. I did that last week.
Hey, I'll trade you. I mean, you have Gabe Davis on the bench.
All right, okay.
I hate to break.
No. I like this, because this is fantasy talk. This is potential trades that people can actually hear us talking about.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
see if it's worth their while as well. So let's see here.
Michael Pittman for Gabe Davis.
Ooh, shiesty. Michael Pittman for Gabe Davis. Why so aggressive with that? Michael Pittman for Gabe Davis.
Don't look at a statue, whore.
Well, no. Pittman's had a rough go here. But Pittman's highly targeted. The only thing is, Pittman has no quarterback now.
I mean,
plus I also have George Pickens. George Pickens is a monster. George Pickens about to go ham.
I don't think he is.
What? Kenny Pickett loves him some George Pickens.
Dude,
tell me I'm wrong.
I mean,
who got his first tutty? Who got his first tutty Sunday night? I'll wait. Who was the first wide receiver to get a touchdown for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year? I'll wait. Yeah. That was the first touchdown to a wide receiver this year.
That's sad.
That is very sad.
Do you know that Danny Dimes has more rushing yards per game than fucking Najee Harris?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he has more than fucking Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is having a stellar shitty season.
Dude,
whoever drafted Derrick Henry, I am so sorry. He's had like one, two good games for you.
Like, I don't have Derrick Henry.
No, I'm just saying, like,
oh,
I don't think Derrick Henry's like really done shit. I really need.
Yeah, honestly, I'm looking at the trade right now, the trade analyzer.
What's it got?
86-85.
Really? More? Well, you know why. And I can tell you. So, I heard the best quote about Gabe Davis. And I hate to say it, but they're comparing Gabe Davis to Mike Williams for the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. He can have a boomer bust.
Big, lanky, strong, handsy dude that can get the ball. But it's like he might get 3 to 4 targets a game. You know what I'm saying? He's not really getting that number two share yet. It would be a – if they have a stout quarterback, that would be a damn good trade for me to get Pittman on my team and give you Gabe Davis.
Then make the trade. Make the trade. I need something to kickstart my comeback, Jared. I got the running backs.
I really want Malcolm to go ahead and accept his trade so I can see that empty spot on my fucking roster because I think I know what I'm going to do with it.
What?
I'm fucking telling you.
Dude, I ain't got room.
I ain't got room.
I ain't got – there ain't no room in the end over here. Buster.
Let's see if he's still floating out there. Actually, DJ Moore's still floating out there. I like him.
Who are you looking for?
I told you, man. Why don't you grab DJ Moore and Brandon Ayuk?
Because I want Gabe Davis.
And throwing into the wind, way down the field. Oh my goodness! This is going to be 98 yards. Baby.
17-13 equals 6. 98 yards. Bro, they were interviewing Sean McDermott this morning on Good Morning Football.
Yeah,
and they were talking about Gabe Davis a little bit, and they were like, "Yeah." Sean McDermott was like, "Yeah." He was like, "When we had that." It was like when we had that play at the 2 yard line. I radioed up to Ken Dorsey and I said, "Hey, let's run that 98 yard touchdown play."
God, I do got a question. I know you're not big in the UFC, man. Did you look at any of the fights?
I'd be lying if I said yes.
It was a decent card, like. Islam Makhachev just
they had names I wanted to watch.
Like Islam Makhachev outpowered like the hell out of Charles Lava 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 Lava.
That's like the tight end for Denver that they have up, Albert Okeumbabayingbaye.
No, his name's Charles Charles Oliveira. Oh my god, I was thinking of Chris Olave and I was like, it's not Charles Olave. Let me see. Like, but you had Islam Makhachev winning by second round. Mm-hmm. Wait, was it second round submission? Yeah, second round submission. Dude, Islam Makhachev's that guy.
Yeah,
he choked out
Russian guy, right?
Yeah, he choked out a Brazilian black belt in jiu-jitsu, and not just any regular Brazilian black belt. This is Charles Oliveira, who holds the record for the most submission finishes.
No.
Dude. Then you had Aljamain Sterling beating TJ Dillashaw. And
who are these guys?
That's Charles Oliveira.
Okay, so this is the Oliveira?
And that's Michael Chandler.
So he got him.
Yeah, that's how he won the title.
Okay.
These are past fights.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is just lead-ups?
Yeah. This is just showing what people... But with Aljamain Sterling and TJ Dillashaw, mm-hmm. I'm only going to talk about the three fights. I'm not going to go deep into the card.
I was trying to see if I could get something pulled up. It was 280, right?
Yeah. But Aljamain Sterling beat TJ Dillashaw, but TJ Dillashaw popped out his shoulder like 2 minutes into the fight.
What?
Yeah. And before that, he confirmed that his shoulder was popping out at training. But he's getting up to that age where he can't be like, well, I'm going to wait for another title shot. It's do or die, so... Aljamain Sterling kind of wrestle fucked him and then got him to the ground, pinned his arm back, and just started wailing on him. And it was a TKO finish.
And then tell me this right quick. Because from the couple fights I watched Sterling fight, is he like the pretty boy fighter?
No, he's a grappler. I mean,
he is a grappler, but like, was it during COVID he got in that fight and he got there was a disqualification? That's how he won?
Yeah.
And there was like just sort of like that bad drama around him, and then rolling into the last title fight, he like didn't fight it, did he?
He did. I was at the event. He beat Piotr Jan.
That's the one in Jax, right?
Yeah, the one in Jax.
Okay, yeah.
And then looking at it real time, I didn't think he did enough to
To win it.
But looking back at it, like after the fight and looking at everything, he did enough to win the first, second, and fourth round.
Okay.
And that's all you need. You need three rounds to win.
Okay.
So it's not the most exciting style of fighting, but your job as the champion.
You're wanting to see it like a knockout.
I want to see a finish.
As a fan.
Or a good Donnybrook.
Ass whooping.
Yes, but as also an MMA fan, you got to respect the guy who knows how to win and do what he needs to do.
Okay.
And then this one right here, Piotr Jan versus Sean O'Malley, is the one that everyone is like real deal hating on.
This one?
Yeah.
All right, let's give it a little look right quick.
And why you give it a look?
Yeah, let's talk.
Like, I'm going to show you. Here's what everyone has to say. Total strikes, Piotr Jan outstruck him.
Okay.
Takedowns, Piotr Jan took him down 6 more times. And then significant strikes, though, 58-84, Sugar Sean.
Okay.
People say Piotr Jan won.
But they gave the fight to...
to Sugar Sean O'Malley in a split decision.
You know what? I think I know why.
What?
It's the hair.
I mean, there's a lot of rumors.
What just happened?
I think they're just showing the highlights.
Well, that's what I was wanting to see.
No, keep going forward. Right there. They did halfway through the video.
So this is the fight right here?
Yeah, that's the fight.
Okay.
And Sugar Sean did bust open Piotr Jan.
Yeah. It's always them skinny guys.
Them skinny guys. It's them reach. See, takedown, easy takedown. But, and I'm about to give you a round-by-round breakdown.
Let's go.
So, first round, Piotr Jan outstruck Sugar Sean by 5 punches. Has 1 takedown. Significant strikes was Sugar Sean.
Gotcha.
Round two, which is...
Jan got a good one there to the face, though.
Piotr Jan... outstruck O'Malley 45-22 and took him down 3 times. Everyone agrees that he won the second round.
Okay.
And then the third round, this is where Sugar Sean won this fight. Won this round. Minus the takedowns, this first round is what has everyone in a tizzy. In a blitz, because total strikes, Piotr Jan outstruck him. Clear as day. Takedowns, clear as day. 1-1 versus 0. I'd rather have $1 than $0.
Gotcha.
But the judges gave the nod to Sugar Sean, which, looking back at it, damage did happen on Sugar Sean's part, but it's not a boxing match.
Yeah.
It's mixed martial arts. And I'm not no expert by any means of the topic, but mixed martial arts includes everything. And I know a lot of people's like, it's going to tell me, but Zach, damage is the number one thing they look at. Okay. But then call it a street fight.
Yeah, that'd be more. Yeah.
If I'm looking at MMA.
Mixed martial arts. I'm looking at all kinds of different techniques.
I'm looking if they're striking, grappling. If some guy has 6 takedowns versus your 0 takedowns and you have 5 minutes of control versus Sugar Sean only had 2 seconds of control. But, like I said, it was a good fight.
Seconds of control.
Yeah, but Sugar Sean's not a grappler. He's a stand-up.
He's a
boxer.
He likes to move around.
He's a boxer, yeah.
Okay.
He's a kickboxer.
Oh, so I guess they're all this way.
Yeah, but...
it's an old fight?
Yeah, that's against Dan Hooker. That's the new fight.
Okay.
So what else happened this weekend that you want to talk about?
Well, I'll be honest, LSU blew out Ole Miss.
I love it and I hate it.
I do too. I love it because it knocks Ole Miss down one, so it brings that West right back into play for like all of them. Well, I say all of them. It brings the West back into play for Ole Miss, LSU, and Alabama.
No, actually, it's LSU Alabama tied for first.
Yes.
Then Ole Miss, because LSU and Alabama don't have an SEC West loss, I don't think.
No, they don't.
Because LSU's lost to Florida State and Tennessee.
Tennessee. And Alabama's lost to Tennessee.
And that's in the East.
You know, it's funny. Is like, you wonder why they don't have LSU ranked number one. I mean, Tennessee ranked number one with their wins. I get it, Georgia, reigning national champion, but that was prior year.
I don't care about last year.
Exactly.
Like, that's one thing I hate about college football fans. Let me get this off my chest before.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't give a rat's ass what happens last year. We're defending national champions. Like,
yeah.
No, yeah, good for you. Y'all won your national champion. That team that y'all don't have, the 15 players that went to the NFL,
mm-hmm.
y'all are a completely different team.
Yeah.
It's like, no, dude.
Hey, guess when the first rankings come out? The actual CFP rankings.
Next week?
Halloween.
Oh, dude, Halloween. I love it.
Actually, I think it's... Is it Halloween? It comes out, I think, on Halloween.
This has a potential to be a crazy year in college football.
Oh, it does. There's so many Pac-12 teams that are actually fighting and are viable.
No, like Big 12. Top four teams.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, top four teams play each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That, yeah. It is wild, isn't it?
So, two of them are gone. And you mean tell what's funny? Both of them. So, ready? Oh, they got Clemson above? So, Georgia, Tennessee, both SEC East teams.
This is...
Ohio State, Michigan.
This is...
the playoff rank projections.
This is the CFP playoff projections. They have Georgia 1, Ohio State 2, Tennessee 3, Clemson 4, Michigan 5, TCU 6, Alabama 7, Oklahoma State 8, Oregon 9, Penn State? Penn State's about to get waxed this weekend.
No, here's what I got to say, though, as an Alabama
Look
fan.
Look at these two.
And I'm about to defend myself as an Alabama fan.
Let's go. Let's hear your shit.
People say that the dynasty's dead, but they forget. This Tennessee loss really doesn't mean jack shit.
Well, it really doesn't. And that's the thing, is if Alabama wins out and Tennessee stumbles with Georgia.
Tennessee's out.
No, not really.
Yeah, because I got a question. Real question. As a call, you're not looking at – I'm just going to give you team A, B, and C.
Let's go.
Team A lost to team C, but won it all. Won the conference. Team B beat team C, but lost to team A in the conference title. Team C beat team A, but didn't make the conference title.
But only has one loss.
All three of them has one loss. Which team looks the worst?
I'm putting Tennessee in.
Nope, I can't do it. I cannot do it.
The only reason I'm putting Tennessee in is because, as a human, because this is where it's at. We're back to humans doing it.
Yeah.
Because remember before, humans were doing it. Everybody got pissed off. Then it went to the computers.
And then they got pissed off.
And then they got pissed off at that, so now it's back to humans. What I'm saying, though, is we've had Georgia in there numerous years. We've had Alabama in there numerous years. What I'm saying is, to shake shit up, I would put Tennessee in there.
I'm sorry. I hate that argument.
I don't think Tennessee loses to Georgia anyways.
That's going to be a good game. But that argument, I hate.
It's in Tennessee, isn't it?
No, it's in Athens.
Oh, it's in Athens?
Yeah.
That'd be so fucking awesome to watch Tennessee beat Georgia in Georgia.
But listen here, though. I hate that argument where people say, oh, they just want to shake shit up. It's what was the intention of the playoffs? The four best teams in college football.
And I think Tennessee has a much better offensive scheme than Georgia does.
But if they lose to Georgia.
And they beat Alabama.
But I'm telling you, what looks better on the record?
But what I'm trying to say is I agree with you on that. But what I'm trying to say to you is, if Georgia beats Tennessee and that's how they get their ass into the SEC championship game, right?
Yes.
And they get spanked by fucking Alabama, I'm putting Tennessee in over them, especially if it was a close game between Georgia and Tennessee. And it's in Georgia. You know what I'm saying? So say it's a 3-point game in Georgia and Georgia wins by 3.
No, let's just say they get
beat by 14.
Each game, though, like, let's just say perfect scenario. Perfect scenario that could happen.
This is why they need to go to the 12 team next year.
But Tennessee beat Alabama by 3. Georgia beats Tennessee by 3. And Alabama beats Georgia by 3. Who do you put in? I'm not putting Tennessee, who didn't make the conference championship.
Okay, so role reversed.
Role reversed.
What if you guys get left out of it and LSU goes in over you?
We don't deserve it then, because that means we would have to lose to LSU or Ole Miss.
No, well, you already got a loss in the season.
That's what I'm saying.
So that puts you at 2 UT out anyways.
But I think I know what you're talking about. Let's say we beat Tennessee.
Because there was that one year that the SEC team slid in, and I think it was you guys.
Yeah, it was Alabama, because we only had one loss.
Exactly.
But let's just say Alabama beat Tennessee.
Why did they put you guys in over, per se, like an undefeated?
There was no undefeated teams at that point.
But what I'm saying, though, is why didn't they put like another conference team in there that had a one loss? Why did they put you in?
Because our one loss was to I can't remember what year it was. It was a better loss.
But you see what I'm saying, though? The better loss, I guess.
Yeah.
The better loss would be probably Georgia over Tennessee.
No, I would say
because the loss in the SEC championship game.
But this is what's different than that year, though. Tennessee had a chance to make the conference championship, but they didn't. Like, let me see.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying about this year, though. Is like they have the opportunity to make the conference championship.
Yeah, and if they beat Georgia. If they
beat Georgia, this argument makes no fucking sense at all. Because
this argument
done.
Is just mute.
Yeah.
And then
when do they play Georgia? Is it after Florida?
November 5th, I want to say. Yeah, look that up.
It's gonna be right after.
Because that's when Alabama LSU plays.
Oh my god! Holy crap! That's the same weekend Alabama LSU Tennessee Georgia.
I want to say, but
dude,
you just look it up.
I'm not doing nothing that weekend.
We might have to live stream it.
Let's go to our handy dandy espn.com.
Espen. But college football is crazy this year.
Well, I mean, you got teams like Middle Tennessee spanking on a
so November 1st through 7th.
Okay, yeah. So we got Florida, Georgia this weekend.
Tennessee and Georgia.
Georgia, and that is to be debated still. That means that might be a 7 p.m. game.
Oh, let's see, cuz you also have Michigan and no big games yet. Florida versus Texas A&M.
Yeah, but there's two unranked, so they don't fucking matter anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's still the name and prestige.
I get it, but it's just not what it is.
Because you should.
That's why it's
Alabama at LSU night Death Valley game.
That could be. Oh my goodness, they moved LSU all the way back up to 18.
Dude, LSU's. That's going to be a game. I think that's going to be the game of the week.
Y'all could get beat here.
Dude.
So, okay. I got it for you now. Okay, scenario this. LSU wins, right?
Yeah.
You're at a two loss. LSU's at a two loss. Ole Miss is at a one loss now, correct?
Yep.
Okay, but LSU has the nod over Ole Miss because they beat them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we get to the SEC championship, and Georgia beats Tennessee. So Georgia's still undefeated, right?
Yep.
Okay. So we get to the SEC championship, and per se, it's LSU versus Georgia. LSU beats Georgia. Does Ole Miss and Tennessee? What happens there for CFP?
So at this point, you have to look at other conferences too.
But you see what I'm saying, though.
But
like that scenario right there could easily happen where you. But have like
that might be the first two loss team that we see in the college football. Because
how would you put them in over Tennessee?
Because they're the SEC champion. They're the conference champion.
No. Okay, yeah, that would be fucking wild, wouldn't it?
I'm here for it. I hate LSU, but I'm here for it. At that point, you can't deny a conference champion unless there's a better conference champion.
But would you put Tennessee in over it as well?
No, because at that
the one loss
at that point. Because Clemson's winning the ACC, it's in a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, they've started to step away. I tell you, though,
and then
I tell you though, man, there was some BS in that game.
Oh, there was.
The cues went up quick on them at halftime, and there was some shoddy calls in that second half. I watched that game. That was an awesome game.
Let me keep breaking this in. You
brought up Clemson, bro, and I was like, whoa, I watched that game.
So, but, and then you got the Big Ten. Whoever wins Ohio State, Michigan probably is going to win the Big Ten.
Are both of them undefeated still?
Yes.
Another scenario where you have a potential one-loss Michigan or a one-loss Ohio State.
Which our argument that we have with Tennessee-Alabama is probably mute too, because ready? And then you have TCU undefeated in the Big 12.
And Oklahoma State with a one loss.
I'm just saying, though.
Again, but like, that goes to our notion of the one loss shit. So what I'm saying, though, is, and then you look at the keep going.
But Pac-12 has no undefeated teams.
It doesn't, but you have a one-loss USC, a one-loss UCLA, and a one-loss Oregon that are beating the mess out of everybody else. Utah is kind of out of it now.
But let me tell you this, though. You have five undefeated teams, six technically, right? You have six altogether. You have Ohio State, Michigan, Georgia, Tennessee, TCU, and Clemson.
Let's go.
Let's say, Clemson's the safest right now.
Okay, Georgia, what they have in the top 25.
If you switch
and they still have this messed up, which this really – it kind of pisses me off is how they have TCU under Alabama. Why is that? Because, okay, I get it, the prestige of Alabama or whatever. But here's my thing is if you have every single team that is undefeated –
it makes it easier to
ranked in here from one through five, and then you have a one loss Alabama at six, and then an undefeated TCU at seven. What makes TCU at seven and Alabama at six?
I just think where they started off in the year,
bro. They've been blowing the doors off everybody.
I'm not a part of the AP. I do agree with you. Alabama should be seven. TCU should be six.
Well, we spoke about this a couple episodes ago. This is a thing I had a problem with. It's like, what is this bullshit? You know, I get it, but like you need to have TCU above Alabama at six because they are undefeated.
Yeah.
Regardless of what it is.
You hear no complaints from either, Chief. But like you see, the six undefeated teams.
I got you.
TCU and Clemson are the safest. They really ain't got no other competition besides Oklahoma State for TCU.
And look where they're ranked. They're at nine. I'm telling you, dude. They have to play each other.
I think they already did. I think Oklahoma State lost to TCU. So
they did. They did. You are correct. Yep. They lost to them 43-40.
Yep. So never mind. TCU is...
TCU safe.
TCU safe.
Because the rest of their schedule... the rest of their schedule looks like this, my man. They have West Virginia this weekend at 12. Texas Tech, which actually could be a trap game for them. They have Texas, Baylor...
and Iowa State.
And Iowa State left. So, I mean,
they're looking pretty. They're looking pretty.
They are looking pretty.
So, let's go with this now.
Okay. What's up?
Ohio State, Michigan play each other.
Yep.
Let's just give it to Ohio State, just because.
I really don't want to, but okay, whatever. Where's the game at? It's in Ohio State. It's in the horseshoe.
It's at Ohio State.
Yep.
So, let's just give it the home team, Ohio State.
Okay.
Jim Harbaugh had a 1 year to beat them. Then, let's say... Georgia and Alabama, just to follow that trend of top 10 teams. I'm not saying it because I'm a homer.
No, well, it's the truth, though.
It's the truth. The Pac-12 screwed. Because let's just say whoever wins out of Alabama, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
they're the last team in. Because you got Ohio State undefeated,
yep,
beat Michigan. Clemson undefeated, beat Syracuse. TCU undefeated, and then Alabama and Georgia.
So right now in the Pac-12, we have Oregon at 6-1, USC at 6-1, UCLA at 6-1, Utah at 5-2. Oregon State is actually at 6-2 this year. That's surprising.
Yeah, but
the teams that actually matter.
Pac-12 shot itself in the foot
because they beat each other,
and Oregon lost to Georgia.
I don't necessarily think so because they really look at them conference champions. And if UCLA or USC can roll in with a one loss, they'll send them to the CFP.
And that would
be a shakeup in its fucking self.
And this is what I got a question.
When was the last time you seen a Pac-12 team in a CFP?
The inaugural CFP.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oregon, when they embarrassed Jameis Winston.
That was it.
But here's what I got a question, though. Ready?
Let's go.
Who are they going to put in? An SEC team or a Pac-12 team with one loss?
Well, it depends. Okay, that argument can go with the schedule, though.
But here's where I'm going to say. I say the SEC, like, let's just say Alabama again, just throwing scenario out.
I'm listening.
I'm not saying this because I'm a Bama fan. They beat the number one team, Georgia. There is no way in hell You put a – you can stack any of them Pac-12 teams.
That's if they get past Tennessee.
If Georgia gets – that's what I'm saying. Or if they – if Georgia or Tennessee, because whoever wins that game is number one in the nation.
Right out.
Or if you want to argue me with that point, comment, and I will tell you you are wrong.
I'll be honest with you. I think, again, with the wins that Tennessee has had, I think they should have already been the number one team.
Yeah, but
the teams that they have beat when they were ranked, what they were ranked.
It's eight people, so no one gives two shits about it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. CFP could come out and have Tennessee right at the top.
Yeah, and they could have Alabama number eight.
They could.
So, but who? Let's just say, shit, let's just do it just because. To have more drama in it, to more entertainment money. Tennessee beats Georgia.
Okay.
Tennessee goes to Atlanta. They see Alabama there.
Okay.
Alabama gets their revenge game.
Okay.
Are you going to deny Alabama because you're tired of seeing Alabama in the playoffs?
Well, no, they wouldn't deny Alabama because they won it. Are you talking about Alabama rolling in with two losses?
No, with one loss. One loss. And let's say
so. You're saying a one-loss Alabama beats an undefeated Tennessee, and Tennessee and Alabama go just like Alabama Georgia went last year.
Yes,
it has to go that way.
And then with them other three teams, you're kicking Tennessee out.
No,
so you're going to put them under undefeated TCU
because we're
hold up. You're going to put them above undefeated TCU, undefeated Ohio State. Or undefeated Clemson, who are conference champions?
Yes.
Who?
Well, I don't think by the time we get there, I think Ohio State will be in.
Who?
Ohio State's a guaranteed in.
Yeah, and we looked at TCU's schedule. They're guaranteed, basically, unless if they have a slip-up.
That would be wild.
And then you have Clemson, who just beat Syracuse. Who's left on their schedule?
I think they would leave. I think they would leave Clemson.
There's no way they're going to leave a conference champion out. That's undefeated.
It's undefeated.
That is undefeated.
Clemson still is undefeated, aren't they?
Yeah. Now you're seeing the predicament.
I know, dude. This year could be a wild one. Because it just seems like the year where Tennessee should be in there. Because they're flying all over the place.
Oh, dude. But that's what we love about college football because that scenario right there could happen.
That really could happen.
And then you're going to hear all these casuals, oh, Alabama's back in. Da, 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 da.
Just as it sets right now, I can't believe Tennessee only got – well, yeah, in the coaches, Tennessee only got two votes for first place. In the AP, they got 13.
Coaches and AP don't count.
I know.
I could look at my toilet paper and account more. That's what I was trying to tell Lexi because she was like, well, is Alabama number one over Georgia at the preseason? I'm like, babe, it doesn't matter. You can have Alabama number 125. It's just to have a numerical value for common fans could see it and be like, oh.
That is so true. It really is. Because the rankings really don't matter until you get it until this week.
Yeah, until the college football playoffs.
Football power.
And it doesn't even matter during then. Let me tell you why. Until the very last ranking.
So the football power index for 2022 has Ohio State at 1, Alabama 2, Georgia 3, Michigan 4, Tennessee 5.
Damn.
As the power index.
I don't understand that power index. I'd have Tennessee at number 1. Maybe because it's strength of schedule left.
Win out percentage. They're at a 47.7% win out percentage. They beat the mess out of everybody.
I can't believe they still think
playoff Alabama, percentage is 80%.
I can't believe they have Alabama as a 31% chance to win out.
I'm telling you, dude. This LSU team, man, they've been coming around to freaking Brian Kelly, and I hate
it
to see it happen.
But I think that's a good mute point to wrap it up with a bow.
You like that?
We've been talking a whole bunch of hoopla. And you have fun editing this mess.
It's going to be fun. Guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode of us just rambling on like a two nut jobs in a freaking China bowl shop. And I hope you like and I hope you comment. I hope you subscribe to the episode. And just leave us something to comment back to.
Yeah. I mean, I hope you have fun with this one as much as us. If you heard anything that we said that you didn't like, leave a comment. We'll address it next video.
There you go.
Hopefully we have comments so we can actually address some. But keep your playbook always open. Remember to check out our Apple Music, Spotify, Google Podcasts, everything about all that.
And don't forget about our sponsor, bro.
Oh, yeah.
W Energy.
You hit him with it.
Hey, guys, check out W Energy. Their energy drinks are amazing. And if you go to their website and check out their products, use our promo code. It's called Playbook01 at checkout, and it'll save you 10% on all their products. And super, super delicious stuff. And the flavors are on point. So, guys, again, don't forget W Energy. They have some amazing products. Appreciate you guys.
And have yourself a good night. See you later.
Later, guys.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
With every race, every qualifying run, and every pit stop, Tim Coffeen would feel the pressure and excitement. With his own podcast on the Sports History Network called Tim Coffeen Talks IndyCar and Racing History, Tim will share those very same racing emotions and memories with his listeners. Learn, laugh, and enjoy the world of IndyCar racing through the eyes of Tim Coffeen.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.